When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
So if you are a Jet fan, you win the game, you wake up this morning, you feel a little bit better about your team, and you saw some spectacular plays.
Yeah.
By your quarterback, by your wide receivers, your defense was all over C.J. Stroud. So you probably wake up this morning feeling pretty good about yourself, and I'm sure the Jet team feels pretty good about itself as well. The question is now, moving forward, when the Jets play, they have to win. They can't lose. They don't have any room for error. But this weekend, when you're watching games and you see that Buffalo and Miami are playing this weekend, you know, my sense is that the Jets are not going to win the AFC East. So they're going to make
spidey
it.
Sense.
Right. So if they're going to make it, they're going to have to make it via the wild card. So you got to look at these teams that they will be battling with, like the Bengals, the Chargers, possibly the Dolphins if they win today. I doubt the Patriots are going to be doing anything.
Hey, they're a second place football team right now,
which is amazing. Which is amazing when you think about it.
Yeah. I mean, I know what you're saying. There's nothing wrong with what you're saying. I just think that the Jets at this point, the scoreboard watching stuff is futile until they get closer to 500. You know?
So the key is like the Denver Broncos, the Baltimore Ravens, the Chargers, the Colts, the Bengals. Like the Jets now have went from, at least now at this point, because they played a game yesterday and we still have to wait for everybody else to play. They went from being 15th in the AFC to now they're 10th. You know, so, and that could change again. They could drop down again depending on what happens to teams behind them and whether or not they win.
Isn't it incredible that I think Baltimore is, I won't maybe say a consensus, but a lot of people believe that that's the best team in football, them and the Kansas City Chiefs. Like it's gone back and forth. And
Detroit.
But the point being that they're in that conversation, but they're not even leading their division.
They have three losses, and they have quite possibly, and I have to look at it, I think they have the worst pass defense in the NFL. So that means by them adding Deontay Johnson from the Carolina Panthers, that they figure they're just going to have to outscore everybody.
Yeah.
That when they get going, they're going to have to score 40 points because they're going to give up 24 to 28 points every game because their pass defense is terrible.
Yeah, which is a fantasy football player's dream. Anytime that you play got a Ravens in the game, you know they're going to score points, you know they're going to give up points. So that's a lot of fun to watch. But, yeah, I mean, you're not going to win a championship with a Civ defense like that. But we've seen defenses throughout the years like the Chiefs. They're, you know, during a regular season, the defense will look terrible, and Spagnuolo will get them going in the playoffs, and they start changing some things around. The Bengals started to do that, even though they're still losing football games. They got off to a miserable start on the defensive side of the ball, started getting healthy. Now they're playing a little bit better defense.
But here's the game now. Like, you have the Chargers at the Browns. So the Chargers are playing the Browns at the worst time because they actually have a legitimate quarterback that can score points.
It's amazing that we're calling Jameis Winston a legitimate quarterback.
Well, compared to what they had. Yeah. Last year, you would have said the same thing about Joe Flacco for them late in the season.
I always have liked Jameis. It's just that he's sort of like he's a joke now. You know what I'm saying? Right. He's a punchline.
Here's another huge game for the Jets, and that would be Denver at Baltimore. That is another huge game because, you know, obviously one of those teams will lose. And you're talking about both of those teams that are in front of the Jets. Now, to me, I would think that you'd want Denver to lose just simply because you've already lost to them. So if you could try to get them to get another loss would be really key for them. And then after that, I guess you would have to say Indianapolis at Minnesota. You need Minnesota to win the game. And you were telling me earlier, like, Joe Flacco has to play now. This is the week.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just – so this is – and I've said this before. I bet you every fan of every team feels this way, but I feel like I've got a lot of examples. It's like any guy who's a star on a team will get healthy for the Vikings game. And then last week, it was both Cooper Kupp and then a surprise Puka Nacua. Now, Puka Nacua is hurt again. So it's like he comes back. He plays. He goes for, I don't know what, like 11 catches and 130 yards and then gets hurt again and might not play this week. It's the same thing with Brian Urlacher back in the day. Like, Urlacher would have, like, a hamstring injury. He'd come back. He'd have 7 sacks, 2 picks, and 1 return for a touchdown. And then he'd hurt himself again and not play for the rest of the season. But then, now, of course, the week after, Anthony Richardson looks like he can't play the game of football. He's tapping out. He did something that has never been done in modern-day football, a quarterback asking out of a game because he was tired. Of course, they're going to go to Flacco, who has really just turned into a great story at his old age, playing at a high level. He couldn't do it with the Jets, didn't do it with the Jets, but with the Browns and what he's done so far and the times he's played with the Colts, looks great.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Yeah, so, you know, my thing about Anthony Richardson is that, you know, they're not dumping him like Trey Lance was dumped by San Francisco. They're going to bench him. They're going to sit there. He's going to watch. He's going to learn. I wouldn't doubt that the team leadership council, you know, every team has a leadership council.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if those guys got together and went to the coach and said, hey, what are we doing here?
Mm.
You know, this kid is not ready yet. He's made some good throws. He's a terrific athlete. But he's just not ready yet, and everybody can see it. So they want Joe Flacco to go in there and to stabilize the whole thing. And, you know, hopefully he does. But, you know, that's a huge game from a Jet perspective. So, you know, wherever you see, like, the Indianapolis, the Chargers, the Bengals, you want those teams losing. And, by the way, Pittsburgh and San Francisco are the teams on the bye this week.
Yep. My man T.J. Hockenson coming back, though, from his big ACL. So Sunday night coming back. Been a long time since you've seen him. So keep an eye on that part of the game. Let's go to Ken and Wayne. What's going on, Ken?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I was just wondering if you guys thought that Garrett Wilson, did you think he maintained control all the way to the ground? Because it looked like that ball was bobbling, and it might have even hit the ground. I don't know if you get any better angles.
You know what? I thought he caught the ball. There's no question about it. I definitely thought he caught the ball. I'm still flummoxed. I'm flummoxed over the fact that they somehow overturned.
Too.
Yeah, I am flummoxed. It's amazing. I don't usually get flummoxed, but in this case, I was flummoxed last night when they gave him the touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I saw what I needed to see according to the rules. I mean, we did a whole thing on this on the you can go back on the Odyssey app during the open
if
you'd like.
Onto the ball. I thought he held on to the ball.
Yeah, no, he held on to the ball. As we're watching, you're watching this happen?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think that was an issue about holding on to the ball. So, yeah, it was an unbelievable catch. They called it a touchdown.
You compare that to George Pickens, whose right foot hit the ground twice, but his left foot didn't.
I'm not doing this again. I'm not doing it again.
And then when you go back to that Giant game and you see the Giant punter get run into.
Well, that's a different story. That's a totally missed call.
The same thing happened.
That's a totally missed call, and it's a bad call. But what the rules clearly state why one was not a touchdown and why one was a touchdown with the Garrett Wilson, George Pickens thing.
So, and I know one butt cheek equals 2 feet, right?
Anything but a hand.
So an elbow.
Mm-hmm.
One elbow equals 2 feet.
Yep. Anything but a hand.
What do you mean, anything but a hand?
Forearm counts. Anything but a hand going down to the ground.
Oh, so in other words, like if he came down with it and the hand hit in and then fell out of bounds, that wouldn't count.
If he didn't get anything else on the ground.
But he could get his elbow down.
Could get his elbow down.
So the elbow counts, but the hand doesn't.
Right.
And then, like I said, where does the shin start? Like, it starts, like, right here.
You're 63 years old. You don't know where the shin is?
I just want you to tell me.
I know where it is. It's right. We did the whole thing before.
Here's the shin.
Bottom of the knee.
Here's the shin.
To the top of the ankle.
Here's my shin.
Bottom of the knee to the top of the ankle.
See my shin?
Yeah. I got it. I see it. Yeah. Mm. He got it down.
Okay.
He did. It's clear. They went back. They reviewed it. It's clear. And shin equals 2 feet as well. So is a hip. So is a butt cheek. I mean,
nobody was in there going, you know, listen, that's a great catch. Give it to him. We need it.
You think that that stuff happens?
No.
Do you think that they're rigging these calls for pilot purposes?
Of course I don't.
Well, I was just, you're implying you've been going on and on about it. I just think that it was the right call. The right call. The Pickens thing was the right call. This was the right call.
You are a huge football fan. You love the sport. You watch the sport. Were you shocked that they gave him that catch?
I was surprised because they didn't call it a catch on the field, and they came back and reversed it. And then I said, wow, they really saw something. And then that video here of CBS Sports Network confirms it, that where his shin hit. So now I'm not surprised at all because it's you see it. It's clear. That's all. I mean, in Pickens, you keep talking about he's got two of the same foot does not count. And it just doesn't. I mean, I know it's kind of a freakish thing, but like, if you're hopping up and down on one leg, you know, or you're standing there like a flamingo, it doesn't count. You got to get something else in. And he didn't. Okay. And now you got the shin here.
Okay.
So,
struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.